Command Performance USA. The greatest entertainers in America is requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance. Presented this week and every week till it's over, over there. Okay there, gang, you've sent home those letters to the Hollywood Stars, care of Command Performance, Special Service Division in Los Angeles, and now the stars are coming out with music and laughter from America. This army of entertainers is yours to command, the only army on earth where the private, the corporal, and the sergeant outrank the general. But four stars or one stripe, all of you under the stars and stripes, and all of you folks of the United Nations, meet the girl whose picture rides in the flying fortresses and brightens the walls of G.I. shacks all over the world. The commanding officer of Command Performance and your mistress of ceremonies, Blonde, Joan Blondell!
Thank you, Harry Von Zell, and hello, fellas. You know, it's amazing how they take those GI calories and squeeze them into that tiny C-ration kit. But if all the big stars and the big tunes lined up for this edition of Command Performance get squeezed into one little half hour, mister, I'll really be amazed. But cutting the talk department down to a nub, we give you a young lady whose name has become synonymous with fine music. Among the classics associated with her rise to cinema fame are Bird in a Gilded Cage, The Zoot Suit Lament, or Sam, You Made the Pants Too Long. And her own version of You Go to My Head, entitled Did I Get Stinking at the Club Savoy? Your deadpan diva, Virginia O'Brien.
Thank you, Joan, and hello to the Doghouse Gang at 301. At APO3, love to Top Sarge Young and Dergoat Lamb. And to you duck shooters at 302. The same to Seaman George Chesney and you Navy men east of Radio City. Mickey and Private Johnny Simmons on Guadalcanal, thanks for that hunk of zero. Hello there, Dawson, on the Dawson Trail, and to Gin Rummy Miller, a Marine paratrooper west of the Golden Gate. Regards from the Cotton Belt to Irv Grishman and the Southern Warbirds at 948. And here's another shot of that tune you all want, Did I Get Stinking at the Club Savoy. It was just a birthday party, out to have some innocent fun. And when I wasn't looking, it slipped up on me. And now the damage is done. Oh, did I get stinking at the Club Savoy? Did I get thinking I was Myrna Loy? Did I get mingling with the hoi polloi? Boy, did I get stinking at the Club Savoy. Did I get clubby with the guy with Jack? He wound up giving me a piggyback. He had me swinging on the chandelier. Boy, did I get tighter than a mouse's ear. Edie was a lady. A lady is right. I thought I was a lady until last night. But did I get stinking at the Club Savoy? Did I get sailing with the ship ahoy? And going home I met a sweet convoy. Boy, did I get stinking at the Club Savoy. Oh, ho, oh, oh, ho, oh, oh, ho, oh, oh, ho, oh, ho, ho. I really wasn't thinking when I started into drinking, and I wound up getting stinking at the Club Savoy. Oh, ho, oh, oh, ho, oh, oh, ho. You really would have died when I started getting fried, and I wound up getting pied at the Club Savoy. Started out with scotches, then switched to rye, then a little bitty, bitty zombie. My, oh, my, oh, my. Today my head is floating in a fog. It really shouldn't happen to a dog. Today my life is not a thing of joy. Boy, did I get stinking. Did I really get stinking? Did I really get stinking at the Club Savoy?
touch the stuff myself. Many thanks, Virginia O'Brien, and now for Dick Woods and the Radio Bugs at 986, Sparks Rummel on the Alcan Highway, those British-American stations in the Middle East, everybody on American Samoa and New Caledonia, and the whole Caribbean area, and for the WAX sister service of the U.S. Army, we give you the man who taught Jack Benny the bee, but has a tough time putting the bee on Jack. That famous voice that steps up and says...
Hello, Miss Blondell, this is Rochester.
Rochester, you're not looking so well. What's the trouble?
One might say I'm slightly indisposed.
How come?
I had a date over at a gal's house last night and her husband walked in.
What happened, Rochester?
He came in 1A and I went out 4M.
Well, I'm glad you got to the broadcast because there are a few things I want to ask you about Jack Benny.
Okay, Miss Blondell, shoot.
You know him better than anyone else, and well, tell me, just what kind of a person is he?
There must be some way of answering that and remaining out of the ranks of the unemployed.
One hears so many things about Jack. Now, tell me, will you? Is he really mercenary, cheap, miserly? Am I sailing along in the right direction?
When you got the cheap, you could have dropped anchor.
Then he really is rather tight, huh?
Miss Blondell, he wouldn't buy champagne if Sally Rand was behind each bubble.
Another thing, Rochester. You know how those stories get around. Does Jack really wear a toupee?
Miss Blondell, did you ever hear of the waves and the wax?
Uh-huh.
He's going to join the wigs. Well, I got to run along now.
Where are you going?
I got to meet my new girl. She's standing on the corner of 8th and Olive.
Oh, really? What does she look like?
How do I know what's standing on the corner of 8th and Olive?
Okay, Rochester, but before you go, how about answering those requests for that song you made so popular? My, my.
I'd love to, Miss Blondell. Just give me a downbeat. I want to shout a poem about how I dream of that gleam in your eyes. I want to shout, but all that comes out is my, my. I want to sing of flowers in spring, but oh dear, when you're near, I just die. I want to sing, can't sing a thing, but my, my. Now I could say, oh, how lovely. Or I could say, ah, how sweet. I could have Shakespeare at the tip of my tongue. But every time we meet, I look at you. What do? I get weak. I can't speak. I just sigh. And though I try, the best I can sigh is my, my. I want to shout a poem about how I dream of that gleam in your eyes. I want to shout, but all that comes out is my, 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 my. I want to sing of flowers in spring, but oh dear, when you're near, I just die. I want to sing, but can't sing a thing, but my, 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 my. I could say, oh, how lovely. Or I could say, ah, how sweet. I could have Webster in the palm of my hand. But every time we meet, dead pigeon, I look at you, what do? I get weak, I can't speak, I just sigh. And though I try, the best I can sigh is my, my.
My, ain't that something? And thanks a lot, Rochester. And now here's something that'll please hundreds of you. after much too long an absence, one Martha Tilton is ready to chirp for the AEF. Martha claims she has a good excuse for being absent. Something about a 7-pound boy. Anyway, congratulations and welcome to Command Performance, Martha Tilton.
Thank you, Joan.
But I'll have you know that boy was 7 pounds, 2 ounces.
And, Captain, that play on, there'll be some changes made. Well, I get it. Anyway, hello, Bradshaw at 952 and your friends from Pittsburgh, Brooklyn, and Rhode Island. And here's... and here's Mud in Your Eye, the Soldier Mud, and the Missouri Boys at 856. Thanks to Eddie and the gang at 860, and love to the Chamber Music Society of Lower New Guinea. Greetings to Private Pete and the Pill Pushers at 4-0, and to you guys in Skunk Hollow, Baboon Lagoon, and number 51 Battle Alley. And here's my reply to a lot of your letters, taking a chance on love. Here I go again, I hear those trumpets blow again. All aglow again, taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take that ride again. Starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. I thought that cards were a frame-up, I never would try. But now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have a happy ending now, taking a chance on love. But now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Feeling weak again, I'm dancing cheek to cheek again. I'm up that well-known creek again. Bring on the band, cause I'm ready to dance, taking a chance on love. Well, Martha Tilton, and many thanks. And now Command Performance rolls on down south toward the Big Smoky Mountains. You've written hundreds of letters asking for the pride of the Big Smokies. So here she is, that first lady of the foothills, that Ozark Nightingale and clown princess of Hollywood, Judy Canova.
Hiya, fellas. Here's a hearty greeting from the Belle of the Backwoods. I'm kind of glad to be back out here in Hollywood. I've been down home from a cousin's wedding. She finally got hitched to her childhood sweetheart. It was a real love affair. He took her out for 9 years, and then they decided to start going regular. She got herself a nice fella, though. Of course, he's kind of bow-legged. In fact, that boy was so bow-legged, every time he crosses his legs, it spells O-X-Ox. But that's one wedding I never will forget as long as I live. My cousin wanted a white dress, so her grandma made one for her. Instead of white, it come out kind of polka-dot. Nobody could figure it out till they remembered that Grandma chewed tobacco and liked to whistle while she worked. Of course, the bride, I will say, she was pretty as a picture. If you've ever seen the Phantom of the Opera, you know what picture I mean. But You know, I was real kind of glad to get back home and see my old grandpa again. He's right famous down there. As a matter of fact, he was a scientist. He helped Eli Whitney perfect the cotton gin. Whitney worked on the cotton and Grandpa on the gin. I didn't do so bad neither with the boys while I was home. Two of the boys fell in love with me and settled it with pistols to see which one would get me. One got me in the arm, the other in the leg. Right then, I seed I'd have to do something about my figure. They told me if I'd ride a bicycle, I'd get a figure like Ann Sheridan. I did, like Ann Sheridan's bicycle. You know, but on the way back home, I stopped off, and I did a few songs for the boys at an air base. I felt right at home down there, too. You know, they voted Hetty Lamar the belle of the barracks, Betty Grable queen of the quarters. I was the miss of the mess. I had some more entertainers with me, and some of the fellas was flying into the base, and they heard the Gypsy Rose Lee was going to perform. First time in history, pilots came in ahead of the planes. Oh. But, you know, I will say all the boys, they really treated me real nice. They took me around a lot, you know, and in fact, they taught me all about flying. I bailed out in a parachute, and the fella says not to forget to pull the string. I pulled the string all right, but I must have pulled the wrong one, because next thing I knew, my girdle was floating over Pomona. And now, fellas, the sportsman and I would like to sing y'all that swell tune, Idaho.
Another night is done.
Warm summer winds toss the waving grain, calling me back to my home again.
To dream sweet memories of long ago, beyond the hills in Idaho.
Away,
away,
in Idaho,
in Idaho, where yawning canyons greet the sun.
Smiles
and
a
smile.
Across the street in Idaho.
Oh,
to say another night is done.
Let me ride my horse.
Back
to Idaho.
Where the great big volcanoes grow. And we'll dream sweet memories of long ago. Beyond the hills of Idaho.
Boy, that was strictly A1, Judy Canova, thanks to you and the sportsman. And now, for the eyes of the sea up there in Newfoundland, Doggy Smith and Doggy Call at 953, Private Bob Williams and 15 Pals at 874, Norman Ryan and the Okies at 862, Private J.R. Kennedy in that lowest spot in the South Pacific, for Red Leg Romanco at 961, Brett Saunders at Gander Bay, the Honeysuckle Rosenthal and the Chow Hounds in Hut 4 at 860. Command Performance proudly presents a man who has thrilled millions in pictures and radio. The man with a golden voice and a heart to match. Dick... Well, get this, will you? Dick Powell. Woo! That's my old man. Come on, Dad, you're on. Well, honey, this is really quite an event, appearing on Command Performance with my own husband.
Just how do you mean that?
Oh, I mean it's sweet. Like when I beg you for grocery money.
But it sounded like you meant with 1,000 good-looking desert soldiers here in the audience.
My husband has to appear.
Catches on quick, doesn't he? Honest, honey, I'm awfully glad you're here, and I think I'm a very lucky girl to be married to a man like you.
Yeah, really, I am.
I don't know of a single girl with a husband like you that can sing and act and iron his own shirt.
I don't know of a single girl with a husband like that either.
Take it easy, Paul. This is a public gathering.
Okay, dear. And Joan, incidentally, that was very sweet of you, telling everybody you're lucky to be married to me. However, I feel that I'm the lucky one.
Really, Dick?
Yep. Found out today I'm okay to have my tires recapped.
Listen, you, this is command performance, and I'm the mistress of ceremonies, and that means I'm the boss, just like at home, see? And I don't think just because you're my husband, you can drop in here and make me look silly. I'll knock you right flat of your back.
That's my little bride, all right. She's talking. Honey, I was really only kidding. You know I'm crazy about you. Mm-hmm. Why, during all those months you were gone entertaining the soldiers, I was nearly desperate. I thought you'd never come back. It got so bad that after work I hated to come home.
In Hollywood, what's unusual about that?
Well, I can see there's no sense going on with this. I think I'll sing.
Oh, I was afraid of that. Now, couldn't I interest you in doing a few card tricks or bird calls or sawing a woman in half?
One of you around the house is enough.
Smart guy.
No, I'm not a smart guy. Did I skip a line there? I'm not going to skip four or five.
I said it already. Smart guy, huh?
Say it again, would you? I like the way you said it. Go ahead.
Smart guy, huh?
No, honey, it's just that the men overseas have asked me to sing. And I'm singing, do you hear?
And I'm leaving, do you hear?
Lovely girl, isn't she? You said it, yes. I really shouldn't yell at her like that. If I know what's good for me. But seriously, fellas, you've all asked for the latest tunes back home. Here's a medley of three, all new and all number one hits. First, what's the good word, Mr. Bluebird? What's the good word, Mr. Bluebird? Did you bring a song to cheer me up today? Give me your word, Mr. Bluebird. Did you come to tell me everything's okay? I've been blue because there was no letter. Seeing you has made me feel much better. What's the good word, Mr. Bluebird, before you fly away? And sweeping the country is this one, you'll never know. You'll never know just how much I miss you. You'll never know just how much I care. And if I tried, I still couldn't hide my love for you. You ought to know, for haven't I told you so? A million or more times. You went away and my heart went with you. I speak your name in my every prayer. If there is some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know now. And from New York Harbor to the Golden Gate, they're all singing this one, coming in on the wing of a prayer. Coming in on the wing and a prayer. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Though there's one motor gone, we can still carry on. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. What a show, what a fight. Yet we really hit our target for tonight. How we sing as we limp through the air. Look below, there's our field over there. with our full crew aboard and our trust in the Lord, coming home on a wing and a prayer. Now we sing as we limp through the air. Look below, there's a field over there. With our full crew aboard and our trust in the Lord, coming in on a wing and a
my pa. Well, men, this half hour goes by faster than a Jeep burning high-test coconut gin. So it's time to padlock the joint till next week. But that international mailbox in front of your house of command performance is open night and day. And old Sam, the command performance mailman, has a strong back, so load him down with your letters and order whatever you please. Like they say on those box top programs, we'll repeat that address. Command Performance Special Service, Los Angeles, USA. Please do not enclose stamps. In fact, don't enclose the box tops either, because we prefer those chunks of Messerschmitts and zeros you're sending us. This offer is open for the duration and good at all United Nations battle stations. And now, this is Joan Blondell saying, love from home, see you later, fellas, and good luck to you.
This is Harry Von Zell snapping the latch and making a final notation that Command Performance is arranged in cooperation with the Hollywood Victory Committee and is produced for you men of the Armed Forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.